This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Hayabusa.
Save 10% off plus free shipping at HayabusaFight.com with code NUTSDEAL. Save 12% off at all-battery.com with code MMA522. Save 10% off at MetalMilitia.com with code MMANUTS. Save 20% off with code MMANUTS at ProtectTheBed.com. DefenseSoap.com, serious soap for serious athletes. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 271.
271.
My name's Inga Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show, Bama fans, Warrior fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
I got you, didn't I? I was trying to find the perfect...
You didn't get me?
Nope. Okay.
I'm a fucking seasoned professional.
I am?
6 years on the job.
Perfect.
Something perfect. Like that.
So,
yeah.
There were some fights last night.
There were.
Yeah. Did you have a problem with something that you know, it's pretty popular out there, but apparently is not working so well with the UFC, what's it called, Fight Pass / pay-per-view?
Xbox One. So I figured, we finally have the technology. The Fight Pass has made it. The Xbox One,
yes.
You can order a pay-per-view through it. Tried to do it the last event they had. It was a problem, the ordering. This one went through. Then I'm watching TV, I go, something's wrong. I don't know what it is. Can't quite put my finger on it. Feels like I'm underwater. I ask everyone else, what's the opinion? I think you're the only other one that could figure out there's something wrong here.
Well, I mean, I wonder if everyone else is trying to be polite.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'm like, no, it looks fine. I'm like, I don't know. I think he's right. Something looks not right.
Yeah, and I just said, fuck it. And I called Comcast. It's like, give me the pay-per-view now and flipped over it. Night and day. It's like someone put a filter.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe someone put saran wrap over the stream.
Could be.
Fucking possible. Horseshit. Xbox, UFC. I want my money back. I will get my money back.
Yes.
Or our money back.
It's probably highly compressed.
It was horrible, so I advise do not order UFC pay-per-view through the Xbox.
No. But did you watch Fight Pass through there before?
Yeah.
And it's fine?
I didn't notice that issue on the recorded stuff that you could dial up.
Interesting. I wonder if it's pulling from somewhere else and when it streams
the
live,
stream
like it's
just
a whole different thing. Who knows?
Not good.
But don't do it. I mean, or if you did do it and you had a good experience, let us know, but... It almost looked like it wasn't quite in high def. It was like 999p or something. Like it was like a little off, you know?
And I need perfection.
That's right.
I have to have perfection.
Because oh, yeah.
Otherwise I'm going to obsess about it the whole fucking night.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, a minute in, fuck it.
I would have been okay with it. But you're like, no, I'm calling Com. Like, okay, whatever. And then you change it, like you said. It was pretty night and day. Well, you know, it's good to see that they're branching out. I'm sure, you know, I wonder if they're going to come to, like, Amazon Prime soon. Because Amazon just notified people that you can do, like, Showtime and HBO and all these, like, pay-to-play type streaming shit through them. So maybe, like, pay-per-views are next?
I don't know, it would still go through the Xbox. I run it through the TiVo.
I don't think it's the Xbox. I have a feeling it's to do with just the stream itself. That would be odd. Because, dude, I watch fucking movies on the Xbox all the time.
Like, yeah, streaming. There's no problem with HD.
Nope.
Just that live stream for whatever reason.
Fuck you, UFC.
And then I was having issues with Fight Pass, too, when I was watching the Rose, Namajunas versus Paige VanZant fight.
Yes.
Every 5 minutes. Well, I didn't watch it live. I was watching it probably a little bit afterwards. Every 5 minutes, the fucking thing would log me out.
Oh, nice.
Like, this is great, so I can watch about a round at a time.
Yeah, perfect.
Son of a bitch, log back in, get logged out. And then you email them about zero support 3 days later. Were you logged in on any other device? Were you this? Were you that?
They ask you another question, right?
You know what? Go fuck yourself. There was something wrong. Deal with it.
Some tech support really blows, because, like, I'll try to make a point that sometimes I'm like, all right, I had this problem, and this is what I was doing. I tried... A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. And they'll have a fucking cue that I never thought of. I'm like, have you done this? And that's the only thing they ask you. They don't address anything else, right? So, I don't know.
All right. Before we tangent too far.
Are we taking it too far?
Oh, I could keep going down tangents of Comcast and whatever. But
I'm scared because he's been so calm before. This is unusual. He's been very relaxed. I'm afraid to ask
Conor McGregor-esque in my approach to tonight's show.
Yes. I'm afraid to ask him, and I will in a second, about how he really feels. How do you feel about UFC 194?
Let's start with the main event.
Since bastard.
Let's go right into it, you know?
Well, I want to say this. Before the fight start, we recorded. I may or may not put the reaction in, but yeah. Ingo goes, before the McGregor fight starts, because it's going to be a one-punch knockout. Watch. Then 13 seconds later, boom, knockout. What the fuck just happened? What the fuck just happened? Like, I was so disappointed. I am still disappointed to this moment. I want my title fights to be like a little back and forth. Yeah. Anything that ends in under a minute, I feel so unsatisfied.
Feel cheated?
Yes.
Okay.
It was the same thing like when Ronda Rousey was winning all her fights. 13 seconds, 16 seconds, whatever. Anything under a minute. She had multiple. That's not what I pay for. I pay for entertainment. And to me, a 14-second fight is not a fight. And I don't care what anybody on that broadcast team says. Not a fight!
Do you like a little foreplay in your fighting?
Is yes, I like a little bit.
Okay.
You gotta tease me a little bit. You can't just ram it home. Okay. No lube, Miss Rousey.
Whoa.
You're doing it wrong, right?
Like, you know, moisten me up a little, right?
Yeah.
You know, okay, there's so much to talk about.
Like, do you start at the weigh-ins? Where do you want to start? Probably talk about the weigh-ins a little bit. Was that weird when you see
Aldo
goes down in the karate stance against McGregor and then gives him a little chin music with the
eek. Get over here.
He got a little too close. He touched him on the face.
Startled him a bit, you know. But, you know, I feel like the big thing that really freaked me out was reading today about McGregor's a premonition of, like, Jose's right hand when he throws the right hand. There's a quote out there if you look it up. He kind of broke it down of what would happen if Jose tried to throw his right hand. He's like talking about entering and he would connect and he would finish. And it's like almost he knew. So there was something in his game that they figured out. And I think perhaps with all the shtick that surrounds him, he may be extremely intelligent fight-wise. And we just don't even know it. Like, look at how he trains with the whole stick thing. Did you watch that?
I'm not buying into all that bullshit. I think this is...
Steven Seagal?
Exactly. Mr. Seagal in the form of Ido Portal or whatever the guy's name is. The movement and the horse shit. Well, then why didn't it work for Gunnar Nelson? Right?
Good
movement and motion and flow state.
Because he's does not Irish?
I don't know. I just think it may work for him. I don't think everyone should start buying into this nonsense.
That's going to be the thing now. They should release a Conor McGregor training stick.
Oh, God.
Just a stick. It's a piece of wood. It's got $100 with a DVD. Shit.
Reebok. They'd spell it wrong. Put the USA flag on it. Yes. You know. All good.
Yeah, I mean, shocking, obviously. Dude, I don't know what to say. You called this last week. You said if McGregor beats Aldo, watch, he will not get a rematch. And what happened?
No immediate rematch. This is I'm so fucking upset. And it started with Joe Rogan, who says, you know, 13 seconds is a fight, no match, there no rematch.
He finished.
Nobody
right?
talked about it. Everybody on the panel from UFC Tonight. Nobody says. Immediate rematch for Jose Aldo. And then one of those assholes says, okay, for Weidman Rockhold, we should have an immediate rematch.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So think about all the people that we've had have immediate rematches from Ronda Rousey, Cain Velasquez, Henan Barao, Anderson Silva. You could even go Frankie Edgar and you could go BJ Penn.
Yeah.
But when Dana White said, I'll give you some exact quotes of the reasons why these people got immediate rematches, and then you could tell me how Jose Aldo does not deserve one. So, Ronda Rousey versus Holly Holm, Dana White said, Ronda Rousey has gone undefeated, taken a sport to another level, and was beating the best woman in the world in 14 seconds or 30 seconds, so she deserves a rematch. So that was the reasoning for her. Henan Barao, when he lost to TJ Dillashaw. But how do you now not give it to Barao? The guy who was undefeated all those years. I agree he got a 5-round ass whooping and got finished, but how does it make sense to not give him the rematch, and who doesn't want to see it? Okay. Anderson Silva, Chris Weidman. Guy hasn't lost in the UFC ever, has beat everybody. He loses that fight, he's the guy for the rematch if he wants it. So hearing all that, how does a guy who hasn't lost in 10 years... Mm-hmm. not get an immediate rematch? This is the one that seems to make the most sense for one. neither guy got to display anything. Yes, Connor knocked him out. Fluke.
It was one exchange. I mean, and it was definitely, and actually they both hit each other at the same time. It just appears that
someone dropped their hand when he was throwing the left hook.
You know, Connor was getting hit moving backwards and Jose was getting hit moving forwards in a way. Like it was kind of like a, like one of those.
He went
like,
into it.
Like, you know, but he got tagged and Jose just, I mean, shit. When somebody, it's like Anderson Silva, Forrest Griffin style. Like he just walked right into it. Great. How do you judge anything by that? Like you said, I mean, there's no, who's better, who's not better.
Right.
What would happen in a rematch? I don't know. I mean, sure, it could be like Kane and, was it, Junior? Fucking ass beating he gave him the second time. Like even worse, right? But, I mean, really? I think maybe there's some weird shit going on.
There is. Well, I think it's because he was very vocal about, one, not getting paid enough from the UFC. Mm-hmm. Two, starting a fighters union. And three, saying the Reebok deal was shit. Mm-hmm. And you add all that up, or they're just racist against Brazilians. I'm joking about that last point. Or am I? Fucking guys. That's right. I just said he's the one that deserves it. I wanted to see these guys are both the best in the world. Let's have a fucking fight. We didn't get to see 13 seconds is not a fight. I'm sorry.
No.
That shit needs to get done again.
Yeah, and I hated the line of questioning by Rogan after. I mean, it just seemed like, dude, what a freaking like weird, what's going on? Like he seemed so biased. Like the line that like the way he was asking the questions and saying, "Well, you know, whatever." And then even the post fight press conference, you know, where's Dana? What the fuck's going on? No one's saying anything.
Yeah, and then Conor McGregor taking over the press conference. Dave Schuller, just sit down. I'm gonna fucking take over.
Did a great job though.
He did. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. But you're the employee. Well, you're not the employee. You're the independent contractor. Mm-hmm. We need to have a pecking order,
right?
Because someone's head is going from here to
swollen. Well, I mean, yeah, but. In fairness, he seemed very calm after this.
Like, yeah, I mean,
strange kind of calmness to him. And I wonder if it was like a man who realized his potential, and he's just, I'm here. Like this is what I've been working for, and I'm at peace now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's his chink in his armor.
Maybe
I say, could be. Yes.
But it's weird. So Conor wins. Credit to him. Okay, fine. I still don't think he's a better fighter than Jose yet because I haven't seen that fight.
Wow. I'm feeling a hate from you as I have for John Jones. I'm feeling it's brewing, like, similar.
It's not the hate for Connor. It's the lack of disrespect for Jose. I don't feel he's being treated fairly by the UFC.
Oh, definitely not.
So that's where I side with him in this scenario where I think he's being wronged and they need to right him. Mm-hmm. Because they've done that for everybody else. Why not him?
Yeah.
That's my point.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Good point. Yeah.
So, Connor's options now are he can choose to go up to 155 and fight the winner of Rafael Dos Anjos versus Donald Cerrone.
I like it.
Or he stays at 145 and fights Frankie Edgar.
He wants to do both, it seems.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't know if he knows what he wants to do yet.
That Frankie fight's tough. Ooh. I mean, he just had a pretty good victory, right? A couple days prior.
Which. I mean, it could be debatable about maybe Chad was a little compromised coming into the fight, didn't fully recover from that McGregor knockout.
Sure.
And this IV ban, you know, Frankie has not been known as a knockout artist, and that punch landed weird, too, because it was a left hook and kind of like, it's kind of temple nose hit him, and then he's out cold. So
just like that.
It's weird, but so.
Can you do both?
He just showed me the interview with Connor and Ariel Helwani. He said, if I go up to fight 155, I'm keeping both belts. You're not taking my 145 belt.
Nice. Okay. You're going to have to beat it off me.
Yeah, beat him off. That sounded wrong.
Yes. I don't know, man. This is tough. It's weird. It's almost like now, in my head, I'm thinking like, Connor, I liked Connor before, but it's like, man, he's done what he. It's like, what else can he do? Am I still excited about Connor?
Make
McGregor?
A 9-figure contract. Well, didn't Verdum just say he signed a 7-figure contract?
I wonder what is this money involving? What is it
I have no idea.
Is there like private? Well, The one thing we didn't talk about is the Reebok, right? What if there's inside extra contract coming for Connor through like a Reebok?
That's well, they got his shirt out so fast. Oh, yeah. It was unbelievable. Just like the cover of EA UFC.
Bam.
You know, and I can't go down this path.
I want to ask you before you, go ahead. What about the shorts? How come he got
the
red green shorts?
Thank you. Thank you.
How come?
What the fuck? So out of anybody in the UFC, he's not even a champion. He was a fake champion at the time. He gets to wear green shorts. Nobody else gets any flavor.
Nope.
Only Conor McGregor.
That's right.
I like it, though. As long as everybody else can get it. So this guy can do whatever the fuck he wants. And
he seems like he's writing his own ticket at this point. Well, I mean, he keeps talking. He keeps doing what he says. He's backing shit up. I mean, it's crazy.
Wait till he loses.
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Be the true test.
Look what happened to Ronda Rousey. At least Conor will talk shit pre-fight, but then post-fight, very humble, very respectful. Big difference between him and Ronda. So I think if he loses, you're not going to see, you're going to see some hate, but not to the Ronda Rousey level of hate.
Yeah. No, yeah, Rousey's for sure. Fuck, we'll talk about her in a minute.
Yes.
Man. All right, so who knows what's next for McGregor?
And who knows what's next for Jose? I mean,
do you think he retires?
No, I think he still wants to fight. You can't go out like that.
He was crying in the cage.
You can't go out like that.
I mean, he was really upset, visibly upset.
Oh.
And then there's that couple pictures of him in his whatever, his warm-up room, which strange came, most likely came from a security camera. How that leaked, I don't know. Find it suspect. Whatever.
What are you saying? Like, maybe one camp saw what the other camp was doing?
Perhaps.
A little insider.
I don't know. And then how does that picture get? I mean, who's in charge of this video surveillance, right? All of a sudden, somebody's going to do that. I feel like there's some Zuffa involvement in this getting out. Because it's a horrible picture. It's like almost like if somebody was an artist, they should paint that, like, with the finish somehow melded.
Mm-hmm.
Of, like, the feeling of, you know, defeat. It's like you can utter, like, see a champion who's like pretty much just like suffered utter defeat and is devastated by what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And just speechless. That'd be a sweet picture, like, to have. Like, he should put that in his house to remind himself.
Mm.
Like, fucking got his ass knocked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, thanks. This is what I would be reminded of. I actually want to be face down, ass up.
Not
preferably
finish,
naked.
More like in
with
the
Conor McGregor just railing me with a fucking four-leaf clover in one hand and a pot of gold in the other, you know? What the hell? Why not? And
hey.
a Reebok t-shirt with the fucking USA flag on.
There you go. Yeah. Maybe Conor should send him that. There you go.
And his 6-foot Reebok stick.
Yes.
Nice. We're marketing geniuses over here. You can hire us.
Watch. This is going to happen, and then we're going to claim like copyright, sue Reebok.
Yes, I'm trademarking that right
national
now.
National news, like, hey, small MMA podcast for large MMA podcast, whichever one
depends which side of the equator you're on.
Yes, gets like millions in restitution for
type royalties,
and
all that good stuff.
Yes. All right. So you have anything else on this? Before
I have a bad taste in my mouth after this fight.
Yeah.
But I think it's the time. You know, it's just a short fight. You don't get to see what's really gonna happen. So we'll move along. I don't wanna go down any darker of a hole because that feels pretty dark.
Let's talk about Rockhold Weidman. What are your thoughts on this?
Enjoyable.
It's
too bad that the other fight was on this card because this fight got overshadowed the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Weidman looked. And here's another thought, too. With this enhanced drug testing, is it curious that Weidman comes in 20 pounds lighter than normal?
Mm. A little?
I never, I just think about that today. Like, huh, can we just say that we stopped drinking, hired a nutritionist, and then we come in 20 pounds lighter?
Good. He must have been drinking quite a bit.
Yeah. I'm just saying.
That's a lot of weight.
His body was super lean.
Yeah.
You know?
The other thing is, too, is I wonder if maybe they fuck with the formula. You know, like, the guy's used to being a certain way.
Yeah.
And then now he's, like, all clean, and his body's going, wait a minute. Like,
well, that's what Cormier was talking about, John Jones, right? Doing all this powerlifting.
There you go.
How's that going to affect you? You've been successful one way, and now you're trying something else, which should be better, but in turn...
Maybe not for you.
I don't know if that was the case, per se. I think in this case, it's really the training partners.
Yeah.
You don't have... Chris doesn't have the championship training partners that Rockhold has.
True.
And, you know, you look at the first round, Chris was able to get takedowns, won the first round. And then I think it was about the second round where the tide started shifting. Mm-hmm. And then Chris goes to throw, what, that spinning fucking, like,
wheel kick or some shit.
And Luke body locks him, takes him down. Yep. And once he got on top, death.
Yeah, it was bad.
Death.
You had said that, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago, that if Rockhold gets the top position, I think you had mentioned that that would be trouble for Weidman.
Well, we were always like, who's going to get the takedown? Like, whoever gets that top control... Mm-hmm. That's the guy who's going to win. Man, early stoppage, Jingo.
Yeah. You think?
Why didn't they stop it in the third round?
I don't know.
How many blows? I was... Mercy! Mercy!
Well, Chuck Liddell was going bananas and during that last 15 seconds. Like, I don't know if he cares like who wins, maybe because he's a West Coast boy, he likes Rockhold, but I think it was more like, hey, man, like, dude, the guy's like fucking... He's not doing anything.
Brain damage.
Yes.
Let's try to prevent it. That's what your job is, Herb Dean.
Yep.
And this is that point of fighter safety. How far is too far? I think we hit it in this fight. And then in the fourth round, he kind of did a makeup where he only hit him like four or five times and then decides, okay, I better stop it. Luke Rockhold, new champion.
Yes, sir.
Impressive, man. I enjoyed that fight. You know why? Because we got a little back and forth. One guy's winning early, and then the other guy wins later. I'd prefer a little more back and forth, but hey, I take it. I take it.
It was good.
Yes.
The rest of the card was a lot of decisions.
It sucked. The rest of the card, not so good. But the problem is now, who the fuck does Rockhold fight next?
Anderson Silva.
Fine. Done.
Vitor Belfort?
Well,
I think
that's what he wants. I don't think he should get it because Chris just beat him. And then you can't have a guy that just lost to the champ to fight him again unless you're Chael Sonnen.
Right. Can happen. Vitor in Brazil.
Oh, see? That I'd be in for then.
Yes.
TRT Belfort?
Oh, yes.
Coming back? He's so tough? You beat me?
Oh, yes. Let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. I don't know.
I mean, the one that makes the most sense is the other fight, the Jacare versus Yoel Romero.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to see this fence-grabbing nonsense. It was the theme of all... I think that's when I almost threw the beer bottle at my TV because of all the fence-grabbing. And that literally changed the outcome of this fight because Yoel grabbed the fence three times. And, you know, I think either as a sport or the refs or the UFC, we need to just say... We're either going to allow people to grab the fence or we're taking a point away as soon as they grab it. And if the refs aren't going to do that, then I think the UFC needs to start fining fighters some sort of amount. Maybe it's 10% for every fucking time grab that fence.
Okay.
That's going to stop some people or you're going to be broke in the process.
Yeah.
But it's got to change because people are just cheating and cheating and cheating. And for a guy like Yoel Romero, he doesn't need to be labeled a cheater any more than having this in the Tim Kennedy stool incident, you know.
Any advantage, right?
Well, at least the ref did a halfway good job of stopping the action and making them reset. But I thought he should have took the point and or let Jacare get top position.
Okay.
But, you know, it's a split decision win for Romero. And that little grabbing of the fence probably won him the fight.
Could have, yeah. Because I think Jacare might have taken him down there, right?
Yeah. I mean, he kind of got him down and then got reversed right away. Yeah. But, you know, if he gets the initial takedown in perfect position.
Could have been a finisher. Because he did get rocked in the late in the first, right, Jacare?
Mm-hmm.
And barely
he lost the first round.
Oh, yeah.
The second round was a question mark. And then the third round was clearly Jacare.
Yep. So. That business is tough. It's so tiny margins, you know?
Mm-hmm. And not the most exciting of fights. And I think if you looked at the stats on paper, it was pretty clear Jacare should have won that fight based on strikes landed, takedown.
Yeah. I don't know. Another thing that bothered me.
Yes.
Since this seems to be the trend today.
Go ahead.
Is the Maya dominates.
Complete domination. Dominates. There's no question.
Yes.
Was a 25 in my book.
Yeah. There was a, I think there was, the one judge scored 30, 20,
I think we had a couple. We had a 3026. I think we had a 3025. It may have been two 3026 and a 3025.
Yeah, there was. I mean, total domination. And the only reason we were talking, were you asking me this last night about like what constitutes a 10-8 round or something?
That
was the discussion we had. Right.
Okay.
I thought maybe it was just in my head. It's hard to do with the grappling. I don't know how you judge that.
Right. You control someone 100% of the 5 minutes. Is that. Because there was that fight, the number of strikes landed discrepancy. I think at one point during the fight, it was Damian Maia, 141 strikes landed, Gunnar Nelson, 5.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what the fuck? So at what point do we say it's a percent of strikes landed, the percent of how many more you've landed than your opponent? But right. I think we need to establish some clear criteria of what constitutes a 10-8 round, because when you go back and you look at the Paige VanZant versus Rose fight, there should have been some 10-8 rounds. I don't think there were any 10-8 rounds in that fight.
No, I don't think so.
Fuck, man.
It's weird. So, maybe because they're women.
Let them go. And then I think that's why the Maia versus Nelson fight, you finally saw some, because this is the third night of fights, and I think they finally corrected.
Could have, yeah.
Maybe someone got a speaking to.
Could be. Could definitely be.
So what did you think of Joe Rogan's line of questioning to Damian Maia after the fight?
I don't know what's up with him. He's been a little bit strange in his... I didn't like when Damian asked for the title shot and Rogan's like, whoa, there's some guys ahead of you, like, simmer down now, you know? And I'm like, dude, like, this guy's a fucking, like, decorated... I mean, he's had how many, like, 16 fights in the UFC or 18 or something crazy, you know? And he's been... 3-fight win streak now and doing it pretty against
four fight,
against young guys who are tough and
people choosing him, not him choosing these other people. He wants to fight the top numbered guys.
He wants the belt, and I like to see that in him. But I mean, why not do it? I don't know. Maybe someone. I wonder. Does Rogan wear the ear thing the whole time? Okay, people are probably. I'm feeling like they hired some new guy. I was like, nope, not doing that. Like. Telling Joe, like, you got to say this, you got to say that. Maybe that's why the whole, like, maybe I'll be back, maybe I won't. Maybe he's become, like, sort of a puppet? Yeah.
Could be.
Is it possible?
I'm just saying, that whole, the whole broadcast seemed real puppety. Real puppety. Whatever that means.
Dude,
whatever
what if,
the
what if
fuck
they
that
sell
means.
On December 31st? And it's like, it's been a whole, all mad dash to get to that point, and everyone's getting a cut, right? Everyone's like, yeah, but that's not like fucking $1 million. Thank you. See you later.
Maybe. Interesting. Well, think about, too, of all the champions that have lost or the prospects. So you have Paige VanZant loses. That's a prospect they probably didn't want to lose. But
nope.
Ronda Rousey, Chris Weidman. They didn't want Jose to win. So, like, but.
Did Kane lose this year, too? Yeah, in the spring, right?
I don't remember when the last time he fought, but yeah, I think it was early this year.
May, April, something like this, right?
Yeah. So, like, fuck, they're man.
Dropping it, like flies.
And there was, I don't know if it was, we were talking before the show, where it was within the last year, a year and a half, where you had pretty much every division with the exception to, I think, 125, that the champion is no longer a champion. It was, Dominick Cruz, Henan Burrell, Jose Aldo. Let's see, it was 55, 170, GSP, Anderson Silva, John Jones, and then any heavyweight.
Yep. Crazy. So, are you excited for the future of the MMA space?
Of course, this is what we were asking for, because we had all these dominant champions. Like, fuck, this is getting so boring.
Yes.
Everyone just keeps winning and winning, and I think it was more so GSP, because he got boring at the end.
Yep.
But now everything gets a little bit different I watched that Damian Maia fight. I enjoy it on a different level. Like, it's entertaining on some weird, like, watching people play chess. I don't know. Yeah, it's not a striking battle, but it's interesting on its own level. Maybe I'm a wine drinker now.
I was going to say, have you traded in your beer for, like, a fine wine?
Maybe.
And a pipe or something?
A connoisseur or something.
Like, weird.
Maybe it's the beard. You know, the longer it grows, the more appreciative I am of just domination.
It's a pretty epic beard.
Maybe John Fitch.
You brush that fucker out.
Every day, I go, I can put oil. I have a special beard oil.
Okay,
and
nice.
Massage that in. I shampoo it. I condition it.
Wow. A lot of work.
Then beard
That's
oil.
Why his hair's short, because the other one, it's too much work to do both, so you have to pick one or the other.
You got to have a clean head. Plus, when you take a shower, the nerves, it feels so nice.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. Did you like the Maya fight?
I did. I loved it. Okay. That was great. Very entertaining. I like to see him do well.
Who was the other fight that happened? Ryan Hall?
Oh, yeah. Well,
we should talk about that one, right?
That was, yeah.
That was earlier in the...
The night before that. Yeah, I mean... Looking like a wizard, you know, he reminds me of Damian Maia, as he is now when Damian was
first came in.
Yeah,
right.
Just submitting people and being all weird with his freaking leg locks, and nobody knows how to fucking stop that. And it's like, the only thing I'm worried about is the striking. The division he's in is pretty tough. So.
And then we got to talk. There's two weird stand-ups. So there's that fight. So Hall's riding his back for like 3 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then was it Herb Dean who was the ref finally splits him up?
I think
or whoever
so, yeah.
was in there. Like, how do you, he's got his back and a body triangle. Mm-hmm. You can't fucking split him up. And then you had the Weidman Rockhold fight where Rockhold had the guillotine locked up, but they were almost both stalemated for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't have it. It was weird because he was kind of like off to the side.
Yeah.
I don't remember if it was half guard, but it was a weird position.
Side,
he's not going to get the
side control, but more of a half guard position.
He's not going to finish it in that position. But he's got a submission locked, and they stand it up. I don't agree with that.
Yeah. It's weird. I don't know. That might have been Herb Dean both times.
Maybe he's slipping. Mm. I mean, it's a long weekend.
It is.
And thank God we're not reporters, because who the fuck would want to be there? Thursday, Friday, Saturday, this fucking press conference didn't happen for UFC 194 until like 1:30 in the morning, finishes at 2:30. All these guys got to get their articles. I saw some of them putting, like, it's 6 a.m. I just got finished writing all my articles. Now I'm hopping a plane to go home. Good Lord. Glad we don't do that.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, baby Jesus.
Yeah, it's a little 3-pound baby Jesus.
Perfect. All right. Shall we get out of this?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't think I have anything else more to say. What do you think the buy rate was? They said, or Conor McGregor said that the gate was 10.1 million, not 10, 10.1.
He knows.
And I want to say the attendance was maybe 17,000 or something.
Nice.
Huge, huge fucking thing. Do you still think pay-per-view 1.2 or higher?
No, I'm going to keep that. I think it's in that range. It's not. I would be surprised if it was a lot more. You think it's going to be more?
Well, based on some other data that I was looking at, like internally, let's just say
you got your
some
top men on this.
Like... some shit was double the highest number we've ever seen on some other things.
Okay.
Huh.
And then I wonder, do they count like the people who order the pay-per-view like today? And then I know that happens.
It should.
So
yeah.
It counts, right? So I wonder if there would be a lot of, like, if you're Irish and you didn't see that fucker, you going to buy that pay-per-view now? Probably.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. Probably.
It could be pretty crazy.
I mean, it could be over 1.2, and that would be ridiculous. I'm going to still stand by 1.2 million.
Watch, it's like 2 million. 2 point something.
I don't know, man. You want, a nine-figure contract?
Fuck yeah. Okay, man. You can get it.
Is there a little animosity between Conor McGregor and Dana White, Lorenzo, and Frank Fertitta?
I don't know, because he kind of had that interview with Helwani. You looked that up post-fight. He was very calm and collected. Mm-hmm. And Ariel had asked him something along those lines, and he started... Matt had a reading kind of similarly, but slightly different than me, but we both kind of agree that he said no, as in things are not good, but then he backtracked away.
Yeah.
He's like being, I wasn't sure if he's trying to be crafty and say that, yes, things are bad, but I'm not going to come out and say it, or if he was like, oh, fuck, I just got a little too, you know, comfortable.
Exactly, because he was way too zen when he's doing that interview.
He's all chilled out.
I think he relaxed to the point of too relaxed. I was like, oh, no.
Yeah. Ariel's
I can't say that.
You know, I have to say, Ariel has impressed me the last, like, couple of months. I watched some of his shit. He's very good at getting to the point and getting the question, you know, just it's timing, it's the whole thing. He gets people to open up, and that's a special skill.
And he's non-threatening.
No, not at all. Oh, he's like a little Jewish boy, you know, right. He's like, all like, hey, I'm your friend.
Right.
Like, tell me everything about your life.
I couldn't get away with that.
No.
Be like, no.
Oh, yeah. Be intimidating, I think. But it's interesting. The MMA space in the next 6 months, I'm curious. Do you think all this crap that has happened is going to be undone within the next 6 or 8 months? Like, everyone who's won and dethroned all these champions are going to, it's going to all mix up again? Or are they going to hold on to their shit?
No, they're going to lose. Conor McGregor's going to lose in 2 fights.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said before this Jose Aldo fight. I said, if he wins, I'm going to give him 1 or 2 more fights before the media pressure cracks him.
Could be.
Because I think he's got a crack. I don't think you can maintain that level of any level of sanity, having to do all the obligations. If he stays away from movies, maybe. If he scales it back, maybe. But who knows? Maybe they'll make him do another Tough or something.
Could be.
The guy needs some rest. Let him
absolutely.
Let him take a break. Do you want to talk about any of the upcoming fights? I mean, we can just mention what's happening this weekend.
I haven't even looked. What's happening?
There's so much happening. I don't want to go deep on anything. I'm just going to mention. We got Cerrone versus Dos Anjos, the title fight next weekend. I like Cerrone in that one. You have any thoughts? I don't want to talk. Just give me who you think.
I got to take Dos Anjos.
Okay.
I think he's going to decision that fucker out.
I think drug testing is a motherfucker.
Oh, good point. Didn't think about that.
Overeem Junior Dos Santos.
Oh, my God. But Overeem is like 30 pounds lighter now, right? I'll take Junior.
I'm going to go Junior, too.
Yeah.
Nate Diaz, Michael Johnson.
Ooh. Fuck. Probably Michael Johnson.
Yeah, I think Wrestler dominates him. Although, Nate posted a picture, I don't know if it was on Instagram, but he almost looked like a svelte Nick.
Wow.
Just
jacked.
Really fit. So
okay, good for him.
Anything can happen. So let's
maybe
hit some...
he laid off the drinking, too.
Yeah, that's popular, I hear.
Yeah.
Hire a nutritionist and whatnot. Anyways... news. What do you got?
I'll give you
I have nothing this week.
Yeah, we won't go too crazy.
I have alcohol.
Actually, I'm starving, so that's not a good sign. I want to talk to you about this Yang Jian Bing dying after weight cutting for 1FC.
Here we go again.
What is it going to take for them to figure out some shit regarding the weight cutting?
Well, I think we're going to get a step closer because if I'm ranking all the organizations, I think you have UFC, Bellator, and then... probably World Series of Fighting and 1FC are probably about the same level, number 3-ish. Mm-hmm. Well, I think some of the blame's on the fighters, too.
Sure.
You know, you gotta... well, maybe everyone needs to just move up a weight class.
Mm-hmm.
But you gotta fight near your weight. And I don't know how they do it, but someone... this is my problem when they went after performance-enhancing drugs. I said... that's not what's killing people. Weight cutting is what's killing people. We had a guy in Brazil within the last year and a half die from cutting weight. Now we have one in a ranked organization.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta fucking do something about it.
It's gonna take a high profile guy,
like Conor McGregor, to die during a weight cut.
Well, it's funny you say that because his coach had made comments last night about. He's not fighting at 145 again. He won't support him cutting weight down to that weight again. It's not healthy for him.
Well, especially if you can't use the IV, and I think that's probably why you're maybe seeing more knockouts now. I didn't look at the rates, but some of these shots didn't look like they should have knocked people out, and people got knocked out.
You just can't properly hydrate, so that's causing brain damage. I'd be interested to see. You got to let a whole year go by probably before.
Well, I wonder, can we check their hydration levels?
I don't know. My scales knows my fat level based on my hydration.
Oh, I don't trust that for Jack.
I'm like, this doesn't seem right. Like it goes up and down 6%. I'm like, yeah, it's fluctuating that much. Okay.
You are 3% body fat. Thank you, good sir.
Not that low. I think the lowest it's like 12. 11 or no, 12, 12 and a half, whatever. And the highest is like 17. I'm probably closer to 17.
I don't even give a shit anymore. So whatever.
Just eat what you want.
Exactly. As long as you're healthy. So exercise.
Yes, exercise. Speaking of exercise.
Yep. What else?
You go on John Bones Jones.
I thought you were going to talk about Ronda Rousey, but okay.
We'll get there.
All right. Thank you.
Here's a man who's doing it right. He's looking large and in charge. Him and Arlovsky.
Well, Arlovsky. That is so much bigger than when we saw him, by the way.
Dude, he's gigantic.
We were just pulling up those pictures. What the fuck was that, 5 years ago?
Yeah.
When he was one of the coaches at the gym we were training at?
They look very
similarly
sized. I will say this, though. I guarantee you, you can't tell because they're both wearing pants. The legs. I bet you there's a good 20 pounds on the legs. Arlovsky has man legs, and fucking Jones has, like, chicken legs. So
even though he's still squatting, you know, 500 pounds, deadlifting, you know, that's always good for your body. Max lifts, just
burn out.
Drill it out.
Herniated disc.
Joints, tendons, all that shit.
Yes. But yeah, let's talk Rousey real quick, because I'm, like, tired of talking. I mean, seriously, fucking Rousey McGregor.
I know, it's so, like, overdone at this point.
You know, might as well be Kim Kardashian or something.
Oh,
but there are pictures floating of her around.
She's looking so hot.
She's looking a little on the
thick side, like,
yeah, well,
about 50 pounds thicker.
Something. So, I'm not sure what's
going
on there.
She's taking a seed?
Well, she was just at the Sailor's Ball, too. With the, you see that?
Yeah, yeah.
She looked more, but then the outfit she was wearing was one of those, like,
black.
It's like when women want to cover shit up, it's like always very black, and then it's something like loose, just to kind of flow, right? She looked a little like she was wearing a bed sheet in a sense, but I'm not a fashion guy, as you can tell. So I don't know.
You are a fashion guy. Don't deny us.
I don't know anything about fashion. My legs fall asleep. But dude,
what
the fuck? Travis Brown, like, supermodel to, like, this crazy lady.
Well, maybe he's thinking about the future, because that's a gravy train. You might want to ride it for a little bit.
Gravy train?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's odd to
me. Not your seat in that.
Yes. Well, maybe he already did.
I'm just saying.
It might have been done already. She came out and said that if she loses the rematch with Holm, she's done.
That sounds like a loser's mentality. I am sorry. I always thought Cyborg was going to be the person to retire Rousey, but I guess it's Holm.
I'm excited if they can do Cyborg Holm. I bet you Holm would fight her at 140.
She already said she would.
What about 145?
Why not? I don't see why she would.
She doesn't care?
Holm will fight her.
She gives no
fucks. I respect that. That's not like Rousey. You got to come to 135. No, you knew she was going to kick your ass. That's why you didn't want to fight her.
That's like the Diaz mentality. Like, what did you say? I don't have to cut 10 fucking pounds? I'm in.
Right.
Let's do it. You know? Like,
exactly.
Oh, you
want to
do it up a weight class? Perfect.
Right.
Need more Twinkies.
Exactly.
Or Cerrone is another guy who's like, whatever. It's 155.
Yeah, don't hide behind the weight.
Don't matter.
Yeah, you know, what are you weighing now? 175? Fuck.
Who, me?
No, her. I mean, Ronda Rousey.
Like, no, it's more than that, but yeah. Thank you. I don't know, dude. That's a great question. Because I wonder if she's 135, what does she fight at? 150s? 150? 149?
Probably.
So
she's
now
thick.
She looked skinny.
And she looked thicker the last fight than she's ever looked.
Yeah. Chubby-ish. Weird. Very strict. The PEDs. It's USADA. It's the IVs.
There's so many fucking things in this equation.
So maybe things have to, like, take 6 months, a year, 2 years to kind of shake out.
Maybe.
Because look what happened. Like, if it seems to me like, when I started watching MMA,
yeah,
got back problems
a little bit.
Okay, sorry.
Gotta adjust here.
Gotcha. When I started watching MMA, like, they weren't quite as in great of a shape, but, like, that, and then slowly the guys got more and more, like, bulky and muscular and cut, and now we're going back in the other direction.
Like Uber-im.
Yeah. It's gotta, like, level off or something. Like, now they have to figure out, okay, how do we get around this shit? Like, what are we gonna do? You know.
Well, that's the other thing too. You know, how. Just two people that have failed a USADA test. I still think some people are failing in the background, and we're not getting notified of it.
Yeah. Well, did we talk about this? Mighty Mouse said on the Rogan podcast, he let some shit, weird shit out, and Joe kind of, like, moved it along, like, saying, like, he knows of somebody that failed a drug test under the current system.
I don't know if we talked about it.
Oh, maybe we didn't. But, yeah, it was weird on that podcast. It was like Joe kind of, like, just like, whoa, okay, we need to steer this direction. Like, he was going... He said something. He knows of a guy who failed a test with the current system, with the whatever the what's Hitler's name? I forgot. The guy
Jeff Nowitzki.
Yeah, who got busted, but no one said shit about anything. Like, it was kind of just, like, brushed away.
Well, who would have the power to not have that drug test come out? It would have to be someone with a lot of drawing power. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it was Conor McGregor, but it would have to be one of your superstars for sure.
Dominic Cruz. That's why he's out so long.
Michael Bisping.
Yeah, it's Michael Bisping.
No steroids.
Steroids in his eyeball. That's why it's all
just. It's.
Up.
I will say this: that one day, some shit's gonna come down. That USADA. This is all alleged. that USADA is the dirtiest organization out there, and it's going to be like Lance Armstrong. There's already been some questionable shit USADA-wise, and it's just a matter of time. A matter of time. But, you know, if we're going to go down that route, then just let everybody go back to doing all the drugs, because it sure as shit doesn't seem like everybody's on stuff. And look at Overeem now. That's the perfect example. You can't be 265, like cutting to 265, to now looking like the former Overeem.
When is that fight again? Is that like 2 weeks?
No, a week from yesterday.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, there's not even. I would like to have covered those in detail.
What is he weighing in at? Should we take bets?
I think we were saying 230s, man. He looked super light. He's 6'5, 6'6, maybe.
230s. Yeah. That would be something. 30 pounds lighter.
And no one says a thing about it. It's like, we're just not going to talk about that.
Okay. He looked it. Yeah. He looked super light.
That's all I got.
Okay. Ask the Nuts.
Please.
Dun, dun, dun. Steve Paul asks, if Ronda gets the rematch after being dominated, surely Aldo will get one. I, for one, can wait for the Edgar match. His style is annoying as shit. What do you guys think if McGregor moves up weight? Will he be out of his depth with the taller guys? It's a huge 145.
He's gigantic. I thought it looked like two weight classes fighting each other on yesterday. It wasn't. I don't know, man. It's always tricky because he's used to fighting smaller guys now, right? So if the guys are bigger, what happens? More power. If he gets, he seems like he's getting tagged more. So
fight a wrestler. You have nothing to offer off your back, McGregor. That's the problem.
Yeah, that's a good point.
He hasn't had to prove it yet.
He's working on the jiu-jitsu. He's got pole jiu-jitsu.
I got the Edo in my asshole.
That's right.
Will he be out of depth? I think he'll be fine. Just fight a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Ellsbury, what's next for Rockhold? Immediate rematch or Vitor in Brazil? Hey.
Yes.
Vitor in Brazil.
I like it.
We'll support it.
Do it.
Yills the Illest. How does it feel as an Aldo fan that he broke before the fight and a one-punch KO was a cherry on the pie? Ha 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 ha.
Wow. Huh? Is he gloating?
A little bit.
Fuck you, sir.
Fuck you. Oh, no, you Brazilian bastard. You will have been lost in 10 years. Fuck you. Fuck you and your fighter union and Reebok and shit.
Was he from Las Vegas?
I don't know. That's fucking.
It's Dana White.
That's bullshit, man.
It's totally Dana White. Thanks, Dana.
Don't hate anybody. If you're going to hate someone, hate Michael Bisping.
Yes.
Or John Jones.
I can't argue with this statement.
Moving right along. I'm not going to answer that. Rodrigo Machado for Ingo. What's the meaning of life? Can you elaborate, please?
I feel like this has been asked before.
Might have been. We've had a plethora of shows.
I will leave you with this because it's something I just finished reading.
Here we go.
The obstacle becomes the way.
What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I'll leave it up to your interpretation.
I come from something, or I come from nothing. To something, to everything. Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm. I like that too.
Euphemisms? For me. Yes. why is Dana White an asshole? Could you elaborate, please? He has little boy hands.
He does. And tiny feet.
And he probably has a tiny little dick. I'm just speculating.
Could be. Big bald head.
Right.
You know, it's weird. We haven't seen him. Like, he has not been. It's like he's getting less and less exposure. Weird.
Probably more closer to some lawsuit action.
Could be.
I think there were some activities happening within said lawsuits.
Didn't look that happy after, and was standing in the cage.
No, right? You would think he'd be super happy, but maybe they secretly wanted him to lose because his head is getting so big and the negotiations aren't going well. Like, fuck. Gonna have to pay this guy like $100 million.
Where the fuck's that gonna come from? One of those, like, hey, if I do this, then this, and they're like, fine, sign it. Like, oh fuck, like he did that.
Maybe they made a bet behind the scenes, like, I'm gonna knock him out in under a minute, and then you're gonna pay me $10 million. I don't know. Eighth Wall on Twitter asks, he says, upon replay, I think I counted 65 unanswered strikes by Luke at the end of round 3. Is that the most ever without a yeah, stoppage?
Probably.
Pretty fucking close, man. The only one that would rival that would have been Shane Carwin on Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah.
There were a lot of strikes. A lot. And I would argue that fight could have been stopped, too.
For sure.
Both. Follow-up. Should we just drop Sage Northcutt on ISIS? His positive energy just might turn him from the dark side.
We should. Him and that other football guy. What's his name? He's the godly man. He was a quarterback. Fuck, what's his name? He's a quarterback. You know what I'm thinking of. He's all over everything now.
The soldier of God, Yoel Romero.
No. He's a football player. He's a fucking.
I have no idea.
I don't know. What I'm talking about. Him. Yeah, him and Sage. Positive
Sage,
person.
He is the smiliest motherfucker ever. All the time. Just yes. Smiles and thumbs ups. Good for him. He's fucking 19. He wants to be the youngest champion ever.
His physique is questionable.
You think? That was the funniest thing when you saw him versus, who was it, Cody Fister?
Yeah.
The Fist?
Yeah.
Night and day difference.
You look like a man and a boy.
Seriously.
Little boy. Crazy.
Oh, my God. Remember how long.
That's it?
We got some knowledge. Let's talk some video games.
All right.
Let's talk about Fallout 4.
Yes!
Go. We have such different opinions
that's
on
what,
this.
Hey, that's I what makes this show
it.
Great.
I didn't get to share it last
you
night.
No, well, I told Mike to ask you, but I was just thinking, like, that's what makes this whole thing great, is we have such differing thought processes on a lot of things.
It's not like some of these other shows where everyone's always like, oh, I agree with you 100%. Like, no, we disagree. We literally disagree on shit. Yes. Like, we're not always...
Exactly. So what are your thoughts on Fallout?
I fucking hate it. I fucking hate it, and I can't lie. It's part of it's the subject matter of, like, to me, what fun is running around in a post-apocalyptic world?
Yes, that's why I like The Walking Dead. It's awesome. Think about it. You got to figure shit out. Survival. No?
No, that's not fun to me. Like, the colors are bland.
Oh, yes. The nuclear fallout. Everything's dead.
Yeah, I get that. There's a German Shepherd that gets in my fucking way all the time.
Or did you try the robot at all? That thing's fucking annoying. He's constantly yapping.
No. And then I'm trying to sneak on people, and the dog's being an asshole and runs up and starts biting people. Like, fuck face. I'm trying to get my sneak on and stab people. Then he's blocking my way to getting indoors.
Yep.
Then there's this crafting system where I've got all this armor. I don't even know what's good and what's not. Then I'm walking around. I'm like, coffee cups. I think I need those. I think I need 10 of those. Beer bottles.
Yes,
I need those too. Okay, fuck them. I can't walk. I've got so much shit. What do I need to get rid of? I don't know.
You know you can fast travel?
I figured that one out. But I'm just saying, and I like to go into a game not knowing anything. I want to see how good the game can teach me how to play it.
Uh-huh. Well, that's
without reading nothing.
Not
and this taught me nothing. No. I got stuck. I didn't know there was a jump button.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have jump as the Y.
It's stupid.
Fuck puts Y as a jump? I literally lost 15 minutes of progress because I was stuck behind like a power station going, who the fuck makes a game with no jump? And now I can't get out of this spot.
There's a thing called settings where you can check the controls.
No, but that's why a game should give you a tutorial like most normal games give
Fallout.
You to teach you, hey, here's how you do this. Here's how you do that. This was just...
Fallout's like Star Wars. Like, it needs no introduction. It's just kind of like...
Oh, no. Well, this is the first time I played it, and I wanted to go into it blind to see how good of a job they did teaching me the game. They did nothing. Yeah. It's so overly complex. I wish I would have bought the disc because I would have sold the disc back. Unfortunately, I did it digitally. Now I'm fucked.
Sorry, Red.
But that's my view. How do you feel about it?
It's the best. You know, two nights ago, I got on, I killed some shit, and then I went to some like quest area, and then there was a village there. So I did a couple things, but nothing crazy. And then I started like dismantling stuff. You know, you can like tear shit down and build shit up, and then they wanted like food and water and electricity, and I'm like I spent hours just going to find not coffee cups but other things like light bulbs and stuff so I can make copper wire and build my shit, and I didn't move the story forward at all, and I played 3 hours.
That's a problem. See, that's the other thing. I think there's no purpose. I need a purpose or a point.
Yeah,
and there was a point where I had a little settlement of people. We took over some house, and we claimed that it's ours. And I was being nice. So I was like, fuck it. We got like six people. I'm going to put six beds out.
Absolutely.
And then later on, I talked to this guy that's in the house. He's like, man, it would sure be nice if you built me some beds. I'm like, motherfucker, I built six. Do you not use them?
Yes.
Like, we're done. We're done.
Yeah. I love it. I think I'm going to be playing it for a while.
Good for you. You're going to have fun. Enjoy that.
It's not. It's definitely not as easily accessible as Destiny.
Yeah.
So Destiny's still... It's every time I log in, I'm like, sweet, I'm having fun, you know. Fallout's a little frustrating. Like, you know, the night before I played, and I had some trouble. I got lost, lost some time because I got stuck as well.
Mm.
And then I got killed, and I didn't realize it didn't autosave.
I was
dead.
Fuck.
All of a sudden, like, bam, death. I'm like, fuck, a half hour's gone. I got to start over again.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, I got into that habit of just, I always constantly quick save or save. I forgot what game taught me. I better do that.
Save a lot.
Yeah.
I'm going to start. That was really, that pissed me off. I went in the wrong door, apparently, and all the shit came out and killed me. You don't think you'll pick it back up again later?
I might. It's just, date? I like colorful games, too. It's very bland.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
For my color palette.
Yeah. Post-apocalyptic. Fallout. Nuclear waste. And then, you know, it's very complicated. That's the other thing. The even the perk system is really, well, there's a lot going on there, like with where you put your points and whatever.
Yes.
It's very...
it's just way too complex. I don't mind some complexity, but keep it simple.
Okay.
It's like Kiss. Keep it simple, stupid.
Stupid. That's right.
This is, the game is not.
No, definitely.
If you want the most complex game ever, this is for you.
Yes.
If you want something simple, not for you.
Okay.
I'm a simple man. I like simple things.
Like... For instance,
butter in my ass, lollipops in my mouth.
That's right.
That's it. Shut it down.
Yes, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts.
What else is going on? Nothing. No, that's it.
Nothing. All right.
Thank you. Bye,
see you later.
Thanks for playing.
I had a brain fart. I didn't know what I was supposed to do.
That's like, all good.
How do I end this?
Pew.
Like that.